Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As is Jimmy Carter, that report, of course, sponsored by Precision Camera and Video, and Swartner Farm and Ranch. As I mentioned, we heard from Jim Swartner not 5 minutes ago, and maybe 10, I don't call, but Jim reminds us where Elvis met Priscilla, which was not in Germany, but at Bergstrom Air Force Base in Austin, Texas. And I'm thinking that might have been when Elvis was stationed at Fort Hood and Dad was stationed at Bergstrom. Though, wasn't he an Army? He was an Army general, Priscilla's dad.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would make sense if you were an Air Force general, though, that he'd be out there.
To you, anyway. Yeah. Jimmy, good morning to you. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I forgot one important step. Hit the button. Everything was flawless to that point, pretty much. How are you, Jimmy?
General, did you ever live in the city where I was born, Montgomery, Alabama?
I did not. I've been, but I've never lived there.
Well, you escaped into Montgomery. Boy, I thought everybody had to go through there one time or another.
Yeah.
But Air Force, Maxwell Air Force Base, Gunner Air Force Base, we had two Air Force bases in town.
I got to talk to you at some point about Montgomery, Alabama. That's where my mother was born as well.
Oh.
And I spent about 2 or 3 hours there last week on the way to Atlanta. Jimmy, I'm not... Montgomery ain't safe.
No, Montgomery's very dangerous now. It really is.
Oh, man.
As most any other city, from Jackson, Mississippi to Montgomery to Columbus, Georgia to Atlanta, Georgia, these cities are not safe. And Nashville isn't either anymore. It's not good. It's not good. That's what... the election was somewhat about was crime.
I was trying to buy a bottle of bourbon for a friend that we were going to see up there in Atlanta that I just should have bought here, but I didn't think about it in time. What's it called? It's the one with the horse on top. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Me either.
But it's only about $100 here. Well, when I finally
found Blanton's.
Blanton's. Very good, General. We see what you do on your time off. Yeah, it's everybody's favorite. I paid $200-something, but I had to go to like 6 liquor stores.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
5 of them, every bit of, huge liquor stores, every bit of alcohol locked up. You had to get somebody. I mean, for a little tiny bottle, for a great big bottle, nobody. It's all behind lock and key. Thousands and thousands of brands and stuff, and it's like, wow, I've not seen this anywhere.
Yeah, I think some of these are what they call state stores. I don't know if they're all.
Well, yes, this was an ABC, as you said, state control store.
Beverage Control Board.
Ah.
And in fact, they can't. You used to have to wait outside, and they only allowed a certain number of people in the store at one time, so
wow.
You couldn't just overwhelm them. Yeah, it's retail in America. Today is really
it's kind of like strange. A CVS in a lot of cities now, right? And a Walgreens.
Yeah, I mean it's
they close it.
Places. Los Angeles is one of those places where they have to lock up a lot of stuff these days.
Mm-hmm.
That place, I don't know if you've seen any of this stuff, but the pictures are amazing, and I'm very familiar with the areas that are on fire And they had gust of wind last night at 100 miles an hour. A hurricane is, category one is 74 miles an hour, but imagine a hurricane with fire in it. And these are fire flames at 100 miles an hour. And it's just cooking, it's scorching the earth. And this is a real ritzy part of town, the specific Palisades there. It's near Malibu, but it's not Malibu. It's near there, but it's on the other side of the Pacific Coast Highway on the Los Angeles side. And it's burning up, you know, multi-million dollar homes.
You're help bringing it home because...
not thousands.
Jimmy, I think the average person hears, oh, California wildfire, that happens every day. But there's at least three of these major fires. Like you said, but what I understand, the Palisades is the biggest one. And then I'm seeing all these stories where the, you know, oh, poor Hollywood folks, you know, the big stars are all driven from their homes. 30,000 people destroying houses. But the video of dozens, if not hundreds of cars, people just had to get out of the car and run.
Because they were stuck. They were stuck in a traffic jam.
Is that what it was? People.
Yeah, and so they had to abandon the cars and just run because fire was all around them at some point. They had their children, dogs, and everything else.
That brings it
home.
I
mean, again, this is not just Hollywood people. It's all kinds of people.
Right.
And I know that there's a lot of people who don't have any love lost for California, but, man, this is Holocaust type.
Mark Hamill says he evacuated Malibu so last minute that there were small fires burning all around him on the road, as is Chris Pratt, Billie Eilish, all reacting to the horror. You're right, they're going to make the big names, but it's not just them.
It's thousands of homes, and these are all million-dollar homes. There's not one that I've seen that's burned that's less than that up there. And so it's going to be very interesting. When I think it'll calm down some today. The winds are going to calm down by the afternoon, and they'll be able to attack this with airplanes and other things. They haven't really been able to do that very much because the wind is so high, and it's higher as you go up, right? So when they drop the retardant, the wind gets it and just takes it off somewhere, and it never hits the ground or doesn't hit
very
much.
Not the target.
So,
yeah.
So they've had to quit the helicopters and the planes and all the things that they do to try to do it. It's people can't relate, but if you watch it, it's really something. You know, government expenses, this is one of those that you really have to scratch your head on it. And I don't understand it's science, but NASA supposedly wants to spend or is going to spend $7 billion to get 30 cigar tubes back from Mars. These are soil samples in titanium tubes, and they're going to have to spend that much to try to get that back.
How much?
$7 billion.
Oh, I thought you said something like $30,000. I said, well, that's nothing.
No, that'd be we go up there and do it for that. $7 billion to get the 30 titanium tubes back from Mars. I'd have to reevaluate that, I think. I might have to postpone that for a couple of weeks. I mean, there's other things.
The main thing we're still trying to figure out is if life ever existed on Mars, and if I follow it well enough, they now have evidence there definitely was water on that surface at one point.
Well, I can wait a couple of years.
Yeah, you and me both.
To find that answer. We've waited millenniums to do it, and I think we have other things. Why don't we just try to fix the schools and the roads first?
Yeah, let's let Elon do it privately.
Yes, something like that. So, moving along. President Carter is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. That'll go on all day today. Tomorrow is the prescribed national day of mourning, and there'll be the funeral service. I'm not sure about federal services tomorrow. Like, I think post office is not running tomorrow. I may be wrong on that, but I think there are certain things that
won't
be working tomorrow. Yeah, so you can check your local people if you've got to do something like that and see. Some places are and some places aren't, and I don't know, because it's just different. Looking here at Elvis's birthday, you know, it's very interesting that he would have turned 90 today, and the fact that he is still famous or that anybody cares is really pretty amazing. You know, his home, they juice this up every January and August, and this morning at 8:30, 45 minutes, they're going to be in the front yard there cutting the cake and drinking coffee and reading the proclamation that he's still there. And that's one of the, if not the biggest tourist attraction in the state of Tennessee. I think Dollywood and Graceland kind of compete with each other for who's getting to see the most people. But it's interesting. If you've never been to Graceland, people say, I don't care about Elvis.
It's one of those deals. Even if you don't care that much about Elvis, go immerse yourself in that. and you'll walk out, I promise you, oh, I get it, and you will be an Elvis fan.
It's a cultural thing, if nothing else. I mean, the fact that this man, who was a singer, is adored still by so many people, and so many people that you have his house, is, you know, it's like the White House or something, and, you know, people walk through the house just to see how he, I mean, it's really, it's odd. I mean, it is strange, but there's nothing quite like it in modern culture. It's really, really interesting.
Jimmy, as always, thank you for the information and the alert. I did check at your request. Sure enough, most all federal offices will be closed tomorrow, January the 9th, as a mark of respect for James Earl Carter Jr., Jimmy Carter, 39th President of the United States. Most federal offices will not be open. Regular mail delivery will not occur. U.S. postal facilities will be closed. Federal employees will be paid for the day. The U.S. Supreme Court will not be in session, and the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ will not be on tomorrow. Wow. Didn't know.
So they were doing, I know the general, I bet he likes to watch some of this stuff because it is really the military in its finest, I think, when it's, you know, in full dress uniforms and doing the things that they do so well at times like this. It really is fascinating to watch the precision of it. And, you know, I know that that the military, you know, this is their job. One of the jobs they have is protecting the world and then also dealing with state funerals. There's a lot of people that don't do anything but this, and I can't imagine what we use the horses for except for this, you know, that are part of the National Military District there in Washington. And it's very interesting to watch, that's for sure.
I'll be watching, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's you're right. It makes me real proud to see these young people doing their duty in such an honorable way. It's really special.
And they do it so well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, just from everything that they do that's down, there's no dust, you know. I mean, there's just, everything is so precise and so perfect. The way they walk, the way they march, the way everything is set up, it's just the precision of it. It's just, you know, it gives you chills. President Trump at his news conference yesterday, I don't know if you got to see it, but it was fascinating. If he makes the press, I think he says some things just to watch, like in Poltergeist where the little girl's head spins around. When he says things, you can just see these reporters' heads spinning around, like in Poltergeist when he calls it the Gulf of America, or it almost just at so many things he says that makes him, you know, go cuckoo, and what he wants to make Canada the 51st state, or, you know, we're going to buy Greenland and all that. This stuff does sound kind of wild, but it's not, no more than what they said to President Jefferson when he wanted to buy Louisiana. They thought that was absolutely crazy.
Or they told Seward when he wanted Congress to buy Alaska.
When he wanted to buy Alaska. What the hell you want to buy that for? And they thought he was nuts. I mean, they've often thought we were crazy in this country, you know, when somebody wanted to expand, whether it's the Virgin Islands or anything else. It's not as crazy as it sounds about Greenland. It's a little crazy. I don't think Canada's ever going to be the 51st
I think most people think that's a joke. But what impressed me, what little I followed that press conference yesterday from Mar-a-Lago, from President-elect Trump, is how much he's matured. He was asked... Are you willing to use military force to retake the Panama Canal? And he goes, I'm not going to answer that question. If we're going to do something, I'm not going to put everybody on alert. That's pretty mature.
Yes, and he had to say that a couple of times when he said, I'm not going to give you military strategy.
Yeah, good.
Because I think he got yelled.
He hasn't passed.
He got yelled at a lot when he was doing that type of thing early on. So hopefully he has matured in that area. The Greenland thing, though, is not as crazy as it sounds. It really isn't. Of all the things he said, that's the one that could shock people's pants off and happen in some way. I really think that might happen in some way. Maybe not as a state or anything like that, but it could end up like a Puerto Rico, except not as screwed up. I mean, like a protectorate of some sort where we've, you know, we're doing things, because people do not realize how crazy it is at the Arctic. That's a Navy issue, and I don't know if the Air Force is fooling with the Arctic, but that's all up for play up there with China and Russia, and we have a little sliver of it up there north of Alaska. But when they open up that path, which apparently they're going to do, between, you know, the very Arctic Ocean is going to open up because of global warming, supposedly, and that's going to make the Panama Canal less useful. Hmm. And it's going to change a lot of things about military strategy. And so there's a lot going on in Greenland. I think, General, I don't know if we're supposed to know about it or not, but I think the Air Force has a base in Greenland.
Thule Air Force Base.
Air Force Base. Yep. And no one ever talks about it. And I don't think it's ours. I guess we lease it from the Denmark people, but no one realizes we're already there.
All of us in the Air Force talk about it because we say, you don't want to go to Thule. Somebody said, why? And you say, well, there's a woman behind every tree. And they go, but there aren't any trees. So if you're a young airman, that's the last place in the world you want to be.
They say, we were talking about this earlier this morning, that it was a scam on purpose. Iceland apparently has a lot of trees and is very green.
Very green.
And they called it Iceland. They took Greenland. It has nothing green and should have called it Iceland. But there's 500,000 people there that I'm learning. And we discussed this with the general earlier. Yeah, it looks like there is some really important strategic value. And then I think you said, you know, they just fly over the top of the North Pole for access to to some of our enemies. But also, the oil and the minerals there could be a huge boon for this country.
Oh,
apparently, I don't know this factually, that would include lithium that we need desperately.
So there's a lot of things that sound stupid, but
maybe not
so much. So it's interesting that apparently I think it has been discussed by maybe one or other, Truman, maybe somebody, I can't remember now, one of the other presidents brought it up and it really didn't go anywhere. And the Washington Post has laid off 4% of its workforce as newspapers around the country just continue to shrink. Precision Cameron Video, they are located at Anderson and Burnett in the South Park Meadows Shopping Center. It's for the professionals in town that shoot. You know where they are because that's your go-to store for buying everything. If whether you need a filter, a light, a lens, or you need something fixed, or you need something printed, or whatever it is, you go to Precision Camera and Video. If you are a budding photographer or wannabe, man, they've got so many things that can help you there, not to mention the hardware, every kind of camera, used and new, of course. But they've got the classes, and that's what's so unique. They have classrooms there. Some are out in the field, but then some are right there in the Precision Camera store. And they teach in everything from the beginning, like your beginning for a Nikon shooter or a camera, medium range, your professional people that want to learn how to shoot a different kind of type of photography, whether it's portrait, landscape, outdoor, sports, everything. They can teach you, and they teach you great with great professionals there. It's just a good place you need to know if you don't know it already. And if you listen to me from out of town, yes, they do sell online and do a lot of good things for those people that are buying that way. Check them out online today at precision-camera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And with page two, here is Jimmy Carter. Page two, of course, also brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch. Don't forget, in season, he'll give you the best price on your corn there, farmers. And if you want one of the best truck driver jobs, get a hold of Swartner Farm and Ranch, and that gets you on the list. Now, Jimmy.
Boy, that is a heck of a good job, isn't it, truck driver thing?
Great brand Boston. New trucks, too.
Mm-hmm. Boston is a place that I don't know if every Texan knows about. There was certainly one of the Bush family members that knew about Maine and Boston because they went up there every year. But they're doing some country music shows that are there. Luke Combs and Megan Maroney are playing the Harvard Athletic Complex May the 23rd at a festival called Boston Calling. That's kind of unique. I've never said those words, Harvard Athletic Complex, in my career. First time. And then there's Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn are going to play Friday, May the 30th at Boston's Fenway Park. That'll be kind of a cool concert to go to. Brooks and Dunn said they're thrilled about being able to play such an iconic stadium. They do a lot of concerts at Fenway. Big people. I know Zach Brown's played there a lot, and I know that Billy Joel has played there. Paul McCartney played there pretty regularly. Peter Yarrow has died. He was the Peter of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Of course, their song was Puff the Magic Dragon. And I think I even played one called I Dig Rock and Roll Music. You remember that one?
I dig rock and roll rock music. And roll I music. Can really get it on that way.
And dig it.
They got a good thing going.
Yes. Noel Paul Stuckey is still alive. Mary Travers died a good bit ago. But, yeah, they were the folk singers of the folk singers. If I Had a Hammer, Puff the Magic Dragon, which was a huge recording. And
I want to invite folks to stay tuned, by the way. And if you get time, Jimmy, early in the 8 o'clock hour, I have Paul in a recording he made in a studio 9 years ago in a very unique way explaining what Puff the Magic Dragon, does it really have to do with marijuana? If not, what does it mean? He will tell us.
Okay. Well, that's
from the grave.
I always heard it was, well, I guess I'll have to wait and see.
No, what do you think?
I thought it was, I was accepting the fact that it was about Puff the Magic Dragon.
I've had that debate for years. Most everybody since I was a kid.
Pot.
Right. They all said, you don't know what you're talking about, Cole. It's definitely about marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, where do you hear this?
Well, I always loved that song as a kid, Puff the Magic Dragon, yeah. Live by the Sea. Looking at a couple of things coming down the road this month from your streaming services, I'm interested in this one. It starts tomorrow. It's called The Pit. It's former ER guy John Wells who developed that show, and Noah Wiley is starring. It was one of the stars of ER in this show called The Pit. It's about an emergency room in Pittsburgh. And so that might be good. It's on Max. And then there's a show that I haven't seen, but they're on season two. It's called Severance. Did you ever see that? It's on Apple TV, so a lot of people don't
see it. The hesitation is I think I did.
Oh,
some of it.
Some do with people who've severed their work outside the work. So you discover some unsettling things about what they've told that goes on inside this industry. Something. And then on that's it for January of the new stuff. But I'm watching that. I watch that show, The Madness. There's a lot of good stuff. By the way, today, Elvis movies on Turner Classic Movie Channel all day today and a little bit tomorrow. He made 31 movies. So they're getting in all they can do today, and then they'll drag it on into tomorrow a little bit. If you have YouTube TV, if you have most cable services, most everybody carries Turner Classic Movies. I don't even know if I've thought about turning that on today. There are a few I've never seen, I think. I'm pretty sure there are some I've never seen.
Did you see the announcement?
Like Kissing Cousins.
Yeah. By the way, Elvis, doing our Elvis trivia this morning, was never nominated for a single acting award, no. and he did 31 or was it 32 movies? Yeah,
31, but it depends on there's some documentaries that they call when it's not really a movie, so to speak. But, yeah, there was that one, and I liked Viva Las Vegas, and I know I like those two because I like Anne Margaret in Viva Las Vegas, and I like the one that has Bossa Nova Baby, Fun in Acapulco. That's a good one too. But they're all on today on Turner Classic Movies.
What was his first movie? What year?
God. Was it Heart? Well,
I did all his research yesterday. What do you think it was?
Was it Heartbreak Hotel? I mean, that was his first song, but I thought that was...
It was 1956, and it was... I got to go back to the tree. What did we say it was, General? Do you remember?
I thought it was Heartbreak Hotel. I said the Jailhouse Rock, but I was wrong.
That might have been the first song, though.
The first song was Heartbreak Hotel. I know that. Because May Axton was the co-writer on that.
Yeah. What was the name of, since you're going to know all this, Elvis's longtime partner and guitarist, bass guitarist?
Bass guitarist was Bill Black.
This says, I got the wrong guitar, but Scotty Moore.
Oh, well, Scotty Moore was his first guitar. Bill Black was his first. He played an upright bass, and he didn't have a drummer to start out with. He just had the bass. The bass was the drummer with Scotty Moore and Elvis, and then they added DJ Fontana on drums.
Where was Elvis born?
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Boy, do you know them all. Yeah. How old was Elvis when he bought Graceland?
He was 35. He's 42 when he died. I'd say he was about 28, 27.
22, it said.
Oh, younger, okay.
How many times did Elvis appear on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry?
Once.
Once, exactly. And what happened?
They told him to go back to Memphis and drive a truck.
He basically got booed. They said, that ain't country.
Didn't like it. I mean, he wasn't that bad. Buddy Killen was there that night and told me that he wasn't that bad. It's just that they weren't used to seeing anything like that.
Is that right? You know, of the 31 Elvis films, which one was the biggest hit at the box office, made the most money?
Blue Hawaii?
Viva Las Vegas.
Okay, Viva Las Vegas.
That was a good one. Well, that was a great song, too.
I liked it. Blue Hawaii's great. Yes, Jailhouse Rock runs tonight at 8, Viva Las Vegas at 9:45.
Oh, okay.
Kissing Cousins at 4 o'clock. Double Trouble at 10 a.m. this morning. The Trouble with Girls is on right now.
The Trouble with Girls.
Trouble with Girls.
Who started that with him?
Oh, Live a Little, Love a Little. Some of these things were really bad. Speedway. It happened at the World's Fair is the one that Kurt Russell, that was his first movie as a
legend
as a
has
young
it,
person.
He ended up having a relationship with virtually every one of his leading starlets.
I think that's been true. And then the one story that hasn't been told that everybody thinks is that he had a major, major deal with Anne Margaret. That's why she went to his funeral.
She denied it.
And so bad. Well, yeah.
Isn't she the one that said, no, that never happened?
Yeah, well, it did happen. I think most of the Elvis people that I know think it did happen. And that's why she went to the funeral and just cried like a baby.
There you go.
Very suspicious.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a beautiful day.
Big contingency there, I imagine. You too, Jimmy. Thank you. The Jimmy Carter Report, back again, same time, same station tomorrow, 95.9. Austin's Texas Country. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video and Capital Land and Livestock, which is Swertner Farm and Ranch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.